from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It was, I can't wait for young girls to see us do this.
Yeah.
And try to be the next and the next great thing. In women, it was incredibly emotional. It was incredibly touching, and the drama of it all. I thought she was going to fumble there at the goal line. She fell down. I was a little nervous that she was going to have one of those down at the one moments. I don't know how.
Yeah,
that
it
worked.
Seemed like she had jumped a little early.
Yeah.
On the dive.
I don't know if you got to get touched or what the ruling is there.
But apparently you just got the same thing with break the plane with the ball because she barely got over it.
Yeah, she did. So if it was college rules, she'd have been down at the one. That would have been game over. we'd have had to go to review, dog. This is how you do it. Hey, you know in NBA, this is review, right?
Yeah.
You twirl the finger.
Circle the finger.
You know, I'm just trying to give you some international etiquette.
I appreciate it.
International etiquette is this. It's a square, bro.
It's a square.
All right? That's the difference,
Thank
right?
Thank you.
In the NBA, again, the refs are going to signal to the scorekeepers, you know, tornado, twister.
Yeah.
FIBA refs going to do a square. You know,
they got don't worry, USA Rugby got a $4 million gift after the one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, like, that's something that can
from
really
Michelle
change.
Kang.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Of Kinsica.
That's something that can absolutely change.
To your
game
point,
changer,
they saw it, they were inspired, and they donated, bro.
That's amazing.
Don't we have inner city rugby here? Shane Young,
Shane Young does a great
job, and I've seen black girls playing rugby and getting scholarships.
Well, imagine how, you know, you can touch those people now. Like, hey, you know, look what this can be.
Yeah.
Look what, you know, because it's harder to do that.
A lot of inspiring
when you don't have the medal to go with it, but you qualify and you medal. Nobody's beaten New Zealand. You know, again, they really actually
And who did they beat for gold? Who's first and second? New Zealand's first? And so who's next on our list of we got to go up and go get? You mentioned New Zealand.
Let's see. Canada.
Okay. They're next. We're setting our Canada's in our sights next.
Yep.
Okay.
So there you have it. But that was an awesome moment.
It was really good. Congratulations to those women.
Would you say it's the best moment of the Olympics so far?
It's pretty good, and again, I still haven't heard the call. Just watching it, though, you know how crazy it is. You can see the emotion.
The call was elite. It absolutely amplified the meeting.
I mean, men's gymnastics was pretty good. Clark Kent on that pommel horse to finish it off because they hadn't medaled in years. That was pretty good. But this is as dramatic as it gets. This is 99.9% chance that, you know, Australia is going to go on to the win here. This does not happen.
Yeah.
So probably the best moment so far, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Imagine it might stay there.
Jason will rank, he will power rank the world men's rugby teams, men's sevens, when we get back.
France has the best player.
In rugby.
DuPont.
Yeah. Didn't Bennett play rugby at White Station?
Yeah. You have to have very thick legs.
What's his legacy there? Not quite like our
question.
Women. Not quite like our women, right?
No.
He didn't, you know, the White Station rugby. I knew some
not
rugby
sure
players.
He really left a mark.
Right.
Well, he played.
He did play. That's a lot more than I can
say. Not sure if he was one of the guys who got the ball. Bennett might have been doing a lot of blocking.
Does everybody not get the ball?
It doesn't feel like it.
Okay.
From France gives it to DuPont.
There's only seven players on the field.
I don't know if everybody touches it.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough to be one of the seven.
Yeah, I mean, because you need to be able to have that, you know, home run ability.
Like,
to break it all.
Spiff.
Not everybody has that.
Right. Like, Alana Meyer might be the star, but she's not the fastest runner. Mm-hmm. That's Spiff.
Spiff's the fastest.
Bro, she dusted them folks.
Well, there was one coming. If she had had another 10 yards, this all straight.
Oh, you thought
I'm talking about. She started from the zero. She was 20. Go back and watch. She was 20 yards behind her. She's getting her.
Yeah.
If there had been another 10, our girl would not have made it.
Damn.
There's one trying to hawk her down.
There was one. There's always one.
But she couldn't.
We'll come back to Rundown. Norton Heard IV is going to join us at 125. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency, as rate cuts are imminent, you may get the itch to move that, you know, maybe you can afford a little bit more house now. Well, they're the great team and the best team to get in touch with, because they're going to help you through the entire process, help you find exactly what you're looking for, help you get the best deal on that home. If you're selling, it works the same exact way. They have a network of contacts, of buyers. They can help get you the most money for your home, and that is the goal at the end of the day. Reach out, totallivelovememphis.com.
They're great. It's not just Jennifer Carstensen, the leader of their fantastic team. They've got a bunch of great people, including April Darnell, who's fantastic. Speak from personal experience. They helped me out back in, now it's 2018, spot I never thought I'd be able to get out of. Here comes Jen swooping in, making things simple, saying, "Oh, fool, you didn't need to do all that, just need to do this." I really appreciated it, and I appreciate it even more when she helped us pick out our dream home. Wife's happy, I'm happy. Now, it's all thanks to Jennifer Carstensen. So make the call, 901-625-5200. She's done it in every market. That's what she has proven. She is here to stay, and she's here to make Memphis a better place. You do that by lowering rentership, increasing home ownership. So, again, give them a call, 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
We have some breaking news to share in the Rundown. Let's go.
It's the Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Our national nightmare is over, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'll pull back the curtain just a bit. Jason was not getting sleep. He was his sleep schedule, his equilibrium was disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
And why was that? It wasn't because of anything marital. It wasn't because of anything personal. It was because the Grizzlies had not agreed to terms with Luke Kennard. Do I have that right?
No.
Well, that's just what I heard. So, you know, maybe something got lost in translation. But there was a disturbance in the force in the Smith home in Cordova with Luke Kennard not being handled. Well, we can now officially report to you that it has been handled. Luke Kennard has agreed on a new one-year, $11 million contract to stay with the Grizzlies. So they got it done. One-year deal, interestingly enough. I don't know if I expected that. But, you know, hey, that means that the...
So you figured Kennard didn't want 1 year.
Right.
That's why you make
right.
that assumption. Yes.
That they couldn't get to 22 over two. I don't know. But that just means the onus is on Luke to have a good year, right? If he wants to get a better deal, he's going to have a great year. And if he has a great year for the Grizzlies, that means that the Grizzlies will probably be really good. So it actually ends up working out. Mark Giannotto from Top Rope, wherever he may be these days, points out that the Grizzlies are 500 in games that he has played for them over the last two seasons. I don't know if that means anything at all.
Oh, wow.
You know, how much of that was with job versus not? How much of that? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like you're kind of – it's incomplete information, more research needed. But, look, we know what Luke Kennard represents. Luke Kennard represents shooting that the Grizzlies don't have. And in this league, it is a commodity that you can never have enough of, right?
Yeah. Also worth noting that Harrington points out the Kennard signing now puts the team's payroll right at the tax line. So he has continued to say, even though that, you know, sort of the stance from the front office had been, yeah, we'll go into the luxury tax if we have to. It feels like the approach this offseason, again, they've tried to do some other things that haven't necessarily worked out, but that the approach now seems to be going into the season to be right at that line, and that was an important thing. So that's important here. I mean, that was part of why you moved Zaire Williams, to help clear up some money to go be able to do this and keep yourself right there at the tax line. So that seems to be a portion of this, a critical portion of this as well. And so, yeah, I mean, what we hope now, I mean, clearly that he's in the fold now, is that it all works out on the court. I do think you need him. You know, again, the Grizzlies have not been a prolific three-point shooting team, and that is with two of the best shooters in the league. Now, you can say part of that is the offense. You're not chunking as many as Boston has, and maybe that's something that they've wanted to get more toward. But if you don't have Kennard, you know, you're banking a lot on Vince Williams. You're banking a lot on the G.G. Jacksons of the world, you know, in terms of what we've seen in small sample size holding up. Other than Bane, without Kennard, you don't have anything really proven.
Right.
Not over long step. And you got Jaren that you know is going to take threes, but I'm talking about from a percentage standpoint. So you needed him back. And I think we had all assumed that he would be back. But I'm with you that I thought it'd be on a multi-year deal. This works for both sides. You know, you get Kennard for what you expect, which was, you know, for what you brought him here in the first place, which was to add shooting to a team you expect to be a contender and hopefully for that to help you in the playoffs. You get a year to see if that's going to be the case.
Right.
And then he gets it a year, and you can go back and hit the market and try to stay on this, you know, $11 to $12 million range that I know he's hoping to stay in. You know, well, he was up at 14 at one point. He's not wanting to come down too much further here.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I imagine the Grizzlies would have wanted him at a lower price for more years.
Yes. Look, again, it's Luke Kennard is not going to change your trajectory. Did the Grizzlies win a championship now because Luke Kennard's here? No, they do not. But it helps.
I will say that there's more of a chance that Luke Kennard wins you a playoff game with a big shot than there is G.G. Jackson wins you a playoff game.
Fair point. Yep.
And that's why you can use him.
Yep.
That's absolutely why you can you can use him. Now, again, Luke Kennard doesn't help you on the ball. But guess what? You feel a lot better about your backup point guard, you know, your point guard position behind Ja because of the control you've got over Scotty. You know, we'll see with Derrick Rose whether he plays or not, first few games maybe. You know, you know Marcus Smart and Bane can handle those duties as well. So, you know, I think this was a necessary move, one we'd expected, but certainly a necessary move. And it's nice that you come in under the, you know, right there at the tax line. That's a good thing, you know, going into the season, because now, okay, if this doesn't work, okay, we're not even close. Well, then you can do something at the trade deadline, extend yourself. But let's see how it looks with what you've got.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, good news. Glad to get it done.
Certainly good news.
You can rest now.
I wouldn't. I was one of the guys that was ready to trade Kennard if it helped you get anything.
Well, that's hurt people.
But that was before you declined the option,
right,
and all that.
And that's what was going on there.
Yeah. My point is I wasn't staying up. But at this point, you had to have him back.
Well, we call it whatever we want. I mean, but there was some restlessness. You know, not just with you, but with the.
I think more for Harrington. He was holding up his
right.
You know, his off-season roundup. He was trying to include that. He couldn't do it. He had to go.
Right. No, it was
had to go and put the thing out.
It was inconveniencing him.
Couldn't wait on it.
There's no question about that.
And he's trying to move back and forth. And,
yeah, it seems like they were. It seems like it. You know, now that we know, it does seem like they were totally waiting on the Hauser deal to get done too.
Well, I think Kennard used that clearly,
yes,
and said
immediately,
I'm not taking eight when Hauser's making what 11
right
per year essentially. Was he 445? You said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I think Hauser's probably a better, you know, spot up shooter than Luke.
Luke's led the damn league in 3-point shooting
two times. Like, I know, but it's like he's done it.
But now Hauser, can't you play him a little bit more on ball?
Yes, I mean
then you can Luke. That's where Luke hurts you.
And
that's where he
like
does.
Sam's
it.
Done it in playoff games. You know what I mean? Like it just weighs a little.
Well, we're hoping Luke's going to do it in a playoff game too.
Yeah, we hope so, but
it all fell apart, dude. Really, after you kind of signed, you never got to see it all together. This goes along kind of with
Luke,
the Marcus
and Luke
Smart.
Got hurt in the playoffs last year, right?
Well, the LeBron thing, remember?
Yeah.
Was it two years ago? It was 2 years ago.
So the playoff difference is a big one for me. Like I would,
he ran into LeBron's screen, yeah, wasn't it, or something?
I would have said, you know, Sam champ, he's doing the playoffs. We'll put you at 9.5. Put you at 9.5, and we'll get you 18. We'll get you 19 over two, Luke. That would have been who would have said no to that? Because Luke's not getting more than $11 million next year. I'm just, he's just not.
I mean, unless he shoots, you know, 46% from 30 and the Grizzlies go to the finals, like, I just don't think there's any way his – like, so why not lock up the years, man? I just don't understand. Like you said, maybe the Grizzlies didn't want to do it, but that – you know, I feel, why would they not want to do it? It would just have been at their number.
Right. You lock up Kennard if you can get him for eight.
But, well, what about 9.5?
He ain't going for 9.5 after Hauser's getting 11.
That's what
I'm
saying.
He's told himself he's that good. His agent has told him.
Yeah, he has.
But that's what he's done.
But he's just going to be,
And you have, I mean, you have more sample size. He's led, what, is it two times he's led the league in three-point shooting percentage? Yeah. He's got more sample size.
Yeah.
You're right about playoffs. That was just based on last year, though.
Yeah, no, I'm
a lot of people are hitting threes on that Boston Celtics team.
That's true. I mean, that is fair. I mean, but again, 9.5 is a fair offer, man. I mean, I
wish he would have signed 9.5, too. He wasn't taking it, clearly.
Well.
And that's why he's still sitting out there.
Well,
that's why he was.
Yeah.
He's in now. You can rest.
Well, so.
You were trying to lowball that man.
Well,
that's what's obvious.
You're Luke Kennard's agent. First of all, welcome. Welcome to the show, Luke Kennard's agent. Thanks for making the time. Do you really think your client's going to get more than $11 million on the open market next year? Are you out of your mind?
He literally just got 11. You were trying to short him. You were trying to go into single digits. Yes, you were.
You don't know what I was trying to do.
You were trying to get him single digits. Yes, you were.
9.5 with incentives. How about that? How about that? If you lead the league, we'll give you extra 500.
No, not when I can get 11, bro. Not when you're going to give me 11 for one.
Well, good luck. Good luck next year. But if you kill it.
And wasn't I just making 14? You got me down 9.5.
We
just turned down 14.8, didn't we?
You took a pay cut.
You dropping me down 5 million.
So what was the point? If he opted out and took less, I guess that was.
Well, he didn't opt out. The Grizzlies declined.
Oh, the Grizzlies opted out.
That was not a player option. Yes.
Yeah. So that's unfortunate.
14-15 was too much.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, eh? And it is too much. I mean, he's not going to get that anywhere else. So,
if he played more on the ball, it'd be different.
Right.
If he could be Ja's backup point guard, it'd be different.
He's a specialist. He's a specialist. Which, you know, look, there's a lot of I mean, Ray Allen was a specialist for the Miami Heat when they won a championship. You know, I mean, Sam Hauser's a specialist for the Celtics. I mean, that's what he is. So, you know, Peyton Pritchard, same difference.
I don't know how Celtics is paying all these people. That's why I don't have their.
They don't care, bro. He's selling the
team.
It just
feels like everybody's got their. Didn't Derek White just resign?
Yeah,
Everybody's gotten their money. They got JB and Jason Tatum on $300 million deal. How are they paying everybody?
They don't care. The dude's selling the team. And he's like, somebody else had to deal with it. You know what I mean? Grusbeck. Whatever his name is. So people are going to be inheriting some bad deals, some bad contracts at the end of it, you know. I mean, not necessarily like right now. You'd pay all those guys, right? Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White.
So you're weighing in. Luke Kennard re-signed with the Grizzlies. John say it was an overpay.
I don't know.
I think next door.
I think, right?
John say it was an overpay.
I think
that's where we are at.
No,
that's what I'm hearing.
No, I think you're just, you're it's
we
all about how you.
We came in the tax line, so it's not an overpay.
No, it's for, right. But it's all about how you want to, you know, attack it, right? I think he should have done 2-19.
Well, I'm glad it's Mike Miller doing the deals and not you, buddy.
Well, I'm doing.
For his clients, since you're getting taken less for your clients.
Because
I think it's supposed to work the other way.
I'm getting you more years.
Luke Kennard ain't done after this coming season. Somebody's going to pick him up, and they're probably going to do it at 10 plus million. Maybe back up to 14. Who knows?
Isn't that the whole thing? Like, you want years, bro. You don't want. You want.
Yes, that's what they
do. We would have done 3 for 27. We'd have done 3 for 27. That's a good deal.
Bro, Mike need to keep you out the office. Keep you away from the computers.
That's 3 years, and that's a guarantee. No matter what happens, you can shoot 12% from three. You're getting 27 M's over the next 3 years, bro. But no, you wanna bet on yourself. You wanna bet on self. I mean, y'all don't think these bets ever lose? There are people that bet on themselves all the time and lose.
Bro, he could end up with OKC or Dallas.
Tyus Jones got $3 million.
He could go to a better place.
Tyus Jones better than Luke Kennard.
A contender after this year if the Grizzlies prove not to be one. He may level up and do better. Who knows?
Why not?
Stop pushing this on him.
Is Tyus Jones better than Luke Kennard? He is, correct?
Yeah, I think you'd probably
he's getting $3 million this year.
Lead the league in turnover assist ratio.
The dude is getting a vet minimum, basically.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, whoever his agent is. Maybe he's decided, you know what, I'm done with this. I want to be on a winner. Clearly he has. And what the Wizards were doing. Why didn't you trade him if you're going to just let him walk? It's ridiculous.
I don't know. Am I making the $3 million number up?
Everybody's been saying $3 million.
Yeah, 3.3.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think that Luke Kennard is four times as good as Tyus Jones?
It has nothing to do with that. He signed a bad deal. Just like everybody looking at Deshaun Watson saying, we ain't getting 230.
Mm-hmm.
They look at that.
So you
say the same thing.
So you're coming at me because I'm trying to get years, but you want to let Tyus Jones' agent off the hook.
No, I didn't let him off. I said Tyus Jones' agent did him a very poor job.
Bro, I think Tyus would let it fly, bro. I think that is true.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, it's not Mike now, right? Like, there's different branches here. But I'm almost...
Well, Tyus must have told them, look, it's not about money for me anymore. Put me on a contender.
I think he's with Lyft. I think he was Kevin Bradbury. I think he was
my man was making $15 million a couple of years ago with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Now down to three?
I don't really get it. I mean, I guess I do get it because he's an undersized guard that really can't defend. But, man, he just brings so much in terms of just the floor game, right?
He's led the league in assist-to-turnover ratio right. since 1976.
Right. Yeah, like that's the
like
tough
one. All he does is just do what
it's
you
a,
need.
It's an amazing deal for the Phoenix Suns.
100%.
Like, it's a bad one for Tyus, but it's a great one for the Suns.
Again, Tyus had to have told his agent because I can't see any kind of agent school how that's a good deal for him.
Well, the Grizzlies were mentioned with him, by the way. I don't know. We didn't talk about that.
I think, again, it was a situation where Tyus had decided, you know what, it ain't going to be about the money. I want to be on a contender. Clearly, he had to be willing to accept this.
Yes.
Coming from where you've been.
Exactly.
Money-wise.
Right. Yes, exactly right. Anyway, yeah. Keith Smith says that re-sign, this is from Keith Smith's Spotrac and front office show. He says it does put the Grizzlies at $1 million into the luxury tax at $11
million. Yeah, Harrington said right at. So
you
know, I mean,
you can work around that, he says.
Harrington said pending bonus clauses in the contracts of multiple players, perhaps including Kennard. So we don't have, maybe there's been more on the.
Right. So this is why I said 9.5. You really would have done us a solid, but you didn't do that. Did you? You know? And that's because you want...
Again, they already declined your 14-point-something million. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you're asking them to take... You're asking Kennard to take even less if you decline me. No. You're not going to do that.
Yes.
Try to get as much as you can for the year. Don't ask me what Tyus is doing.
Right. And then Odyssey will be reaching out to you about your deal here soon. And we're going to go the Kennard route. Come back to the table for a team-friendly deal. Although, again, I don't know how...
And I put my trust in Harrington. Signing puts the team payroll right at the tax line.
So maybe
that includes a little wiggle room of plus or minus $1 million, but
wow.
Harrington is my tax man.
Okay. Well, okay. Keith Smith says they're in.
By a million.
Harrington says they're at. You know,
he is. You're not up against an apron. You're just he's saying you're slightly over.
Well said.
Surely you can adjust that.
But yes, look.
What would be the point of being slightly over?
A good acquisition. Yeah, that would make no sense. Like, hey, we can't go. We can't give you this because we'd be into the apron. You know, like we're not going to do that. But I don't know. Maybe they have a plan. They seem to always have a plan. But Luke Kennard is. I don't think anybody really doubted it. But he's officially back with the Memphis Grizzlies for next season.
Next story.
I will say it did seem like there was much of a market for him. If there had been, right? He would have signed for a lot more and would have signed for those years. So that's the one thing about it in terms of how much leverage did he have. All right, speaking of teams that we know have a plan, the Chicago Bears would be one of those. And yesterday they made it even more clear in their signing of DJ Moore, a receiver they got from the Carolina Panthers a couple of years ago, obviously, in that huge trade, having a handing off the number one pick, which allowed Carolina to go get Bryce Young. DJ Moore signing 4 years, $110 million, I think 82.6 of it guaranteed, makes him the seventh highest paid. If we're talking about yearly average receiver in the league, he's 27. It's a great deal for the Bears. I saw some saying the Bears are overpaying. You realize he caught for 1,400 yards with Justin Fields as his quarterback. And no, while the yards might not be as high going forward when you're the fact is that when you got a team that's got Keenan Allen on it, who's a reception hog, and Roman Dunsey, you know, that's going to likely be a lot more balanced. So DJ Moore, what he does is play. You know, he does not miss games. And so it's a great signing for the Bears, who you've got to keep in mind now. He's your number one. You say, well, what's going to happen with Keenan Allen, who's making $20-something million? Well, Keenan Allen's not going to be re-signed. He's on the final year of his deal with after the Chargers got off of his deal, essentially in a cost-cutting move, and he will essentially be a cost cut for the Bears. They'll play the 1 year out, and then Rome Odunze, obviously you draft from Washington, will move into that number two slot, and you've got him on a rookie deal for 4 to 5 years. And so the Bears are doing what smart teams do when they think they've got the right quarterback on a rookie deal, is you go out and spend that money elsewhere. So hopefully it's going to add up to, you know, what we've seen from some a San Francisco type situation. That's certainly the plan for the Bears. It's real easy to lay out and play and say you want to be like the 49ers. The harder part is then executing it. But I like what they're doing, and DJ Moore, I think, is certainly deserving. Again, he's tricky good. He never had a real quarterback in Carolina put up numbers. And now, you know, 1,400 with Justin Fields. Let's see what you do with a passer. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Caleb Williams is going to be able to be that for him.
Yeah, we're not going to see him tomorrow.
Him or Caleb, both the starters.
Or anybody, actually. You guys completely tucked your tail between your legs and ran from the Texans, as you should. That's what I expect of a joke of a head coach, Matt Eberflus, who, by the way, 5-1 against the spread in the preseason.
He has to be careful.
Yeah, because he's making the same mistake that Matt Nagy made.
It's not that point. And I think that was year three for Nagy, where he didn't play Trubisky in the preseason. There are people watching. One in particular, his name is Bill Belichick, who would love to get back onto a sideline as an NFL head coach. And so if a guy like Matt Eberflus wants to come out here and blow it,
yeah.
I mean, how would Bill not look at the situation with what the Bears have now with their defense, which should be a top-10 defense, a rookie quarterback everybody says is going to be good, but either way, even if he's not, you have weapons. That's better than what the Patriots have right now. It's better than the situation he was left with the Pats. I'm just saying there are guys like Bill Belichick who might look at the Bears situation and say, I want a piece of that. So my point is Eberflus better, you know, look like he's reaching expectations and raising the trajectory up, because if he doesn't, I guarantee you there's going to be some that want this job.
Yeah.
The way the Bears are set up.
Yeah, no, I think that there's no better
fit. There's another one, Mike Vrabel.
Well, when I think about perfect fits in football, I think about Bill Belichick, hard-ass, demands absolute greatness, old-fashioned, a man that paints his fingernails. That is as perfect a marriage as you could possibly
find. Him and Tom didn't have a perfect marriage, John, but it certainly turned out to be a productive one, did it not?
So what I hear when you say that, if you want Bill Belichick, you want Caleb Williams to request a trade.
No, I'm not saying
that.
That
can't work. You need
Bill gets what he wants. He gets his defense, and that's what he needs to worry about. And you have an offensive guy. Ooh. I know he's never had that. He's put special teams coaches at offensive court and defense court. Well, hopefully he would have a plan, and that's something the Bears would need to check in on before you hire him. What's the plan for Caleb? Who's your guy? You know, who was this guy that has always proven to be a bad head coach but was always good with Josh? You know, a guy like Josh McDaniels.
You got to find a.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to find a.
And Bill, you would hope, is at a point in his career where he understands that. That this is a new league. You know, these are young quarterbacks now. It's not Tom Brady. And even that relationship was rocky. So if you're the Bears, you would need to make sure of that. I'm with you. I'm with you, though. Vrabel maximized everything he ever freaking had.
Correct.
And so, you know, also defensive mind, okay, that goes to Monsters of the Midways and Bears, much like Belichick does. But Vrabel will let his offensive coordinator, we've seen it, do his thing. And so Vrabel might be the better pick if you're picking between the two of them.
Well, you're already moving on from Eberflus, and I think that's ridiculous.
I'm just saying Eberflus better watch his tail to go back to the point of this.
I think like,
this is an attractive situation.
Let me ask you this. Why not go all in, though, on somebody who, you know, could be the head coach and get the most out of Caleb, though? You know, as opposed to, you know, handing that down to an OC, why not get that next great offensive mind like a Shane Steichen or somebody like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's an avenue.
Because I think Steichen's going to be, you know, a world of difference for Anthony Richardson.
And I could see, you think that, we're going to see about that. But I could see the Bears saying, too, well, Eberflus was defense, we want to go another way. Let's not go defense, let's go with our quarterback and try to get a head coach that can really help him. I could see that.
I mean, it's not the only,
But I don't know.
When you think about
those other
greatest,
guys are proven.
When you think about the greatest, Bill Belichick was definitely not an offensive guy, right? Like, but Brady was one of one. I mean, the rest of it is, you know, Nick Sirianni had, he definitely has some offensive background, but then he also happened to have a great offensive coordinator who moved on. But I just feel like if I'm If I have Caleb and I have this sort of clay here,
no, that's fair.
You know, I want somebody in
you'd
that
be
post.
Looking at it through that lens first.
Yeah, like I'll hire a great defensive coordinator to do my defense,
sure.
Right? Like I feel more, you know, but in terms of like what's going to make or break my franchise, it's going to be that dude at under center. You know what I mean? So I want somebody that's in place, and it may be Eberflus, and it may not. I mean, right. Probably not, right? But that's the direction. I don't know who that is. You know, can you find them? Like Kyle Shanahan. Now he's not leaving San Francisco, but the next him. You know, imagine Kyle Shanahan coaching Caleb Williams.
But my thing, he hadn't done it yet.
Well, I know, but if he had Caleb Williams.
I'm just saying.
You know, Andy Reid. Go get an Andy Reid type.
Kyle Shanahan has not
done
it.
No, those guys don't just pop up. I understand that.
The guy I would have used if I were you is McVay. He came through. He won.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, McVay.
He was that.
Yeah.
I mean, Shanahan's in those lines. McVay, we consider him among the best offensive minds. Shanahan wasn't a damn thing.
Who's the next one? Like, who's the next up-and-coming guy? Like, is
offensive minds?
Yeah.
Out of probably, you know, the guy you mentioned, Steichen.
Yeah, but he's already got a head job, though. Like, is there, you know, we thought it might be Arthur Smith. It's clearly not, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Because you know who slowed down? Kellen Moore.
Yep.
Slowed down a lot.
Oh, it's the Lions dude.
Oh, that's right. He was interviewed and stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson.
That's him.
That's who I would hire. That's exactly who I'd hire. Bro, he's out here working miracles with Jared Goff. I wouldn't have to look far at all. I'll go in my same division. I'll hire the offensive coordinator for the Lions. 100%. That'd be great. Or
is what they're running so advanced, or is it the personnel they've got?
Well, it's both, I think. You know. Or yeah. I would go him or Bobby Slowick in Houston.
Yeah, I'm just not. I like your approach that you're thinking offense first because you got Caleb Williams. I don't think it's a bad road to go proven as well though, or proven with a chip on his shoulder, Bill Belichick. That means proven and knowing he's got to change.
Yeah.
So maybe you get a little Saban where it's a guy that recognizes, you know what, I gotta take my hands off. I gotta get current on offense. I gotta give this over to the next hot OC, whoever it is. You know, I'm not. I think that's the better approach. Although I like the way you're thinking, and I think the Bears have to consider all avenues on that. We're talking about Flus post Eberflus,
right? I mean,
but if they win 7 or 8 games, only improve, you know, don't improve on that record from last year, only win one more game, a good chance he's gone.
Yeah,
they're gonna be coaches calling.
I'm looking at the list, and it's like, Ben Johnson.
Ben's a good call because he was out there. He was in this rotation.
Yeah. And Slowick obviously was over to the C.J. Stroud breakout last year, and he was in San Fran before that. And I feel like, you know, these are the best. Like, maybe Joe Brady, but I don't think he's proven enough yet in Buffalo, right? I need to kind of – let me see what you got cooking this year with no Stephon Diggs. You know what I mean? Like, now we're about to find out what you really made of. But, yeah, man, that's the way I would go.
Also, just because I love him, if the Giants ever decided to get off of Dable, he could absolutely come to Chicago. I'd take him all day.
Yeah, I mean, could happen.
I love me some Brian Dable.
That definitely could happen because, I mean, it ain't like the Giants are going to have.
But their issue is more QB than it is
coaching. Yeah, but the question is, do you think, you know, most organizations are too stupid to be able to draw the difference? You know?
But they're not sticking to Daniel Jones.
That's true. They're going to let him get his guy.
And we know Dable's a quarterback guy. We saw what he did with Josh Allen. You're going to let him.
I mean, he didn't make the playoffs 2 years ago.
And they tried. They tried to go get a quarterback this year. They just could not do it. They couldn't move up.
Yeah.
Patriots wouldn't let him.
Right.
So they're going to let Dable get his next QB.
No, you're right. He won a playoff game. Hell, he didn't just make the playoff. He won a damn playoff game.
Dude, so, you know, another guy maximizes.
Yeah. No, Dable.
He's made the most you can out of Daniel Jones.
100%. Yeah. Dable will get. He'll get a chance.
Yeah, he will not get fired. I don't think so. They'll be moving off Daniel Jones.
But it's the first game is tomorrow. I don't think anybody's going to – I mean, nobody ever – starters have – I don't think a starting quarterback has played in the Hall of Fame game in over a decade. So there's not going to be no – why would you? Why would you do that? It makes no sense. If you have no quarterback competition, you have no – you know what I'm saying? Like, you play your young guys. You play your rookies.
Yeah. Just an extra game.
I think I kind of like your Bears +2 with the secret agent Bajan. I think I like it. It's also a quarterback. Y'all are trying to figure out it's going to be him or Rippon. So, you know, I my guess is he gets a half and then Rippon gets a half.
Bajan's capable.
Yeah. He's fiery.
But it'll be about what he's doing it with, because you're getting no starters.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're not getting the
You're
going to
get like Velus Jones Jr.
Tyler Scott out
yeah,
there.
Yeah. But that still might be enough. I mean, I don't know. I was reading he's a maniac, this guy. I was reading this.
Because his dad was. He inherited it anonymously.
He said in the offseason he was grinding his absolute face off. He was too busy grinding his face off to worry about who was going to be the starter in Chicago. He did a 1 mile burpee broad jump that took 1 hour and 7 minutes. Burpee broad jump. And he did that for 1 mile. And he said that the mental edge it gives me in finding out what I can endure versus what the next man can endure, in a sense, gives me a little mental edge. When I show up to things like this and people start complaining about our schedule, I can sort of have somewhere in the back of my head that I've done things far worse than this, that I can handle really anything that's thrown at me and be able to keep the main thing, and just react to what happens. This guy's amazing. I like this guy. He's got some edge to him.
He's trying to make a backup quarterback Hall of Fame, I'll tell you what.
Well, he is the guy that would dominate a preseason game, isn't he? Like, have, like, two touchdowns.
Yeah, intense enough to want to, yeah.
100%. And he can run the ball, too, right?
Yeah.
He got some mobility to him.
A little bit.
Yeah. But he'll throw a couple picks for you.
His daddy is the fire. The arm wrestling champion.
Yeah. But anyway.
That's where he gets it from.
Good stuff there. NFL gets underway officially tomorrow with the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. No starters, likely, for either team. But it's football, folks.
So Justin Jefferson's been paid. DJ Moore's been paid. Amon-Ra St. Brown's been paid. Jalen Waddle's been paid. Nico, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Michael Pittman, Jerry Jeudy. Those are offseason wide receiver extensions. CeeDee Lamb does not have one.
Amazing.
Those guys got paid.
And we set the number at 2.5. This would be one, right? Has it been one already? I think it has. I think today would mark, Thursday would mark one. Tomorrow would mark one week.
Yeah.
So we're about to be into week two.
They're going to get CD done. I heard it from Schefter this morning.
What did
he
say?
He said that one's simple. They will not get Dak done. CD will get in there, though. They have to give CD his money. Because even knowing that you can move on without Dak, you want to get that court, you can't move on without CD. It's the same thing the Vikings did. Like, they let Kirk roll, but you got to keep that number one receiver for the next guy.
Yeah, I feel like the receiver
always.
And so
CD will get it. Schefter said this one is simple. The negotiation is simple. It's like they're only missing one or two things in this contract.
Well,
so CD's gone. Don't worry about that. Dak is gone after this year, though.
I will say this. Green Bay did not pay Devontae. They traded his ass.
It's true.
I mean, that was after the season, in fairness. It wasn't before.
What did they get?
I think they got a couple firsts, maybe a first and a third. Let me check, though, exactly.
That's pretty good, though.
Let me. I might be, you know, sometimes I'll be talking about out of my ass.
Well, Minnesota's not going to trade Justin Jefferson. I mean, that was only because of an age deal that you can trade Devontae Adams at that stage of his career. You can't do that with Justin.
The Cowboys,
he's the best.
Midseason, if that's not going right, they'll unload him, even though he's an expiring contract, right, Dak?
They won't trade him. He'd hit the market.
They'll just go free agent at the end of the season.
Yeah, he'd hit the market.
God, that's crazy.
First and second.
I think he has a no-trade.
No-trade clause.
Yeah, he has all the leverage.
Yeah. First and second-round pick is what they got for Devontae.
It's pretty good. Right. Wow.
Well, I mean,
remember, look, and how old. That's the difference between him and Justin Jefferson.
And I will say this, too. You know, I mean,
they had the youngest team in the playoffs last year, and they beat Dallas. Like, it's paid off.
Right. And they have done good work. I was wrong about some of their stuff. I mean,
Green Bay has done fantastic.
Looks like
work.
They got the right quarterback.
Too.
They signed him.
They got a slick, good defense, too.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Made fools out of Cowboys last year.
And don't forget that Jerry Jones also traded Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
He traded for him and then traded him away.
Terrible. Right. What a joke of a franchise.
As opposed to paying his $20 million salary. I mean, it's not like.
But he pays Zach Martin, he's going to pay CD.
Yeah,
that will get done before the season.
That would be
outrageous. CD not playing.
It would be outrageous to not pay CeeDee Lamb. I agree totally.
He will.
You got to give your next quarterback a damn. Because you already got Zeke Elliott as your starting running back. That's a joke.
They have a problem at running back.
Zeke is like done.
They're kind of screwed there.
I mean, he was with New England last year in that mess. He's done.
Is he your every down back?
He's your starter.
Surely not.
They'll split it between him, Vaughn, and Dowdle.
And then
Deuce Vaughn. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a horrible running back room.
It's not a good one.
I mean, yours is way better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I think the Raiders is better, and theirs stinks.
I like Zamir.
Yeah, but it's like nothing behind him. You know, that's the issue.
Still, though, he's going to get a lot of.
Yeah, no, he'll be good.
I like him in fantasy, possibly.
Like, Zamir would be great for the Cowboys. They wish they had Zamir right now. You know, the Titans have Pollard and Tajay Spears. You know, that's exciting. I mean, if you combine the Cowboys' running back room, they probably still don't have one in 2024. You know, I mean, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how you. I mean, I guess you know you're banking on Deuce, maybe, but he didn't really show that much last year. So we'll see. I guess preseason will be pretty important for him. No.
Yes.
He'll probably get a lot of reps.
I'd imagine so.
You know, he'll have to show something there. But anyway, NFL starting, guys are getting paid. We're waiting all now on CD Lamb. We'll come back. Norton Heard IV going to join us at 1:25 or so. We'll talk to him about the Olympics, his week with Jeffrey. Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to film? ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Norton Heard IV is going to join us at 1:25 or so. United States men, the men's hoops team. Jason Tatum over 75.5. Now, you know what actually is a good Jason Tatum? People won't remember this, but a good Jason Tatum bet is the first time that the Celtics play the Warriors. Take the over on Tatum. Because he's going to try to do Kerr in.
Mm.
That's a fact. I guarantee that's what I'll be doing. Anyway, they play at 2 o'clock. Interesting, the movement on this game. It opened at 31.5, got bet down all the way to 28.5, and it's now going to settle, about an hour before game time, back at 30. I don't know if that's particularly interesting to you, Jason, but it is it's kind of notable, right? I mean, 3-point movement sort of either way, and then you get it hit back. I think what's interesting about this game is, you know, the United States, all they have to do is win, right? I mean, they you know, I obviously would like to win by 30. They don't have to win by 30. They already beat Serbia by 26. You know, it's not like they're going to be in any danger. They would play Sudan, South Sudan today, and then I think they'd finish it up with Puerto Rico, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not in any danger of needing point differential at this stage to necessarily want to win by 30. Like Serbia, for example, today beat Puerto Rico by 41. They needed point differential because they lost by 26. Mm. So if they were in a situation where they were trying to get that third place spot, you know, they need that point differential to be on the positive, which they got it back to now after a rollicking win over over Puerto Rico. So the United States will not need that against South Sudan, but they are yet still a 30-point favorite. And I guess the idea here is Kevin Durant definitely makes that much of a difference. A, adjusted down from 43.5, but B, this ain't going to be close with Kevin Durant in this kind of mode.
Not just that. There's also the new respect you have for them and 100%. Your opponent based on what they did.
The appropriate fear.
Yeah, that's the way Kerr and Steph Curry have put it. And it's right. I mean, you're not going to go in there underestimating them in the way that you did. Remember, that they had taken the morning off that morning. No shoot around anything.
Exactly.
Kerr had given them the morning off. And the line was 43.5, to your point. Yeah. So clearly they underestimate them. So it's KD and a new respect for their opponent. I think that will end up probably getting them close to covering the 30. I don't think there'll be as much drama.
Yeah. Brad, can you pull up the national anthem here as we go through our Olympic recap? As you know, look, we are 5 days into this. I did catch our embarrassments of 3-on-3 teams yesterday. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I wondered if you were going to bring them up.
They are not our best.
You know, it was our opener, right? We lost it to, was it Serbia?
We lost to Serbia with the men, and then the women lost to Germany. I don't know how many times I can see Haley Van Lith get cooked on D. I've been watching that on loop for 3 months.
I think we got sort of a preview of that during WNBA All-Star Weekend. That the 3-on-3 national team was there, too, and they weren't playing all that great.
Yeah.
But yeah. Back to the men, why can't we send some of the big three instead of this mess with Canyon and Jimmer Fredette?
You mean like Ice Cube's
big three? I mean like Joe Johnson. Like, there are other dudes retired and that would do better than Jimmer Fredette and Kenyon Berry. Yes, they would. Did you see the Serbian dude?
Let's get some younger.
He's not young.
Let's get some younger.
They're not winning that because he's younger, dude. He was balding and old.
50-year-old Joe Johnson.
I'm just saying we can get people from the big three that are better than the four dudes we've sent over there.
Yeah.
That literally couldn't play in the league, couldn't do anything. The older retired NBA guys would be better than these four that they've got.
Yeah.
Kenyon Berry and Jimmer Fredette, dude.
Yeah. Well, I will.
It's an embarrassment.
It
you
is.
Could get three dudes from Memphis, North Memphis, like we've talked about,
yeah.
Would be better than this team and would show better for the U.S.
Lil Dookie out there, no doubt.
Why does Jimmer Fredette get the shot?
Lil Dookie.
He's washed. He's terrible. Always been terrible defensively. Always.
Yes, he has.
Kenyon Berry.
You know, you're right. This is an aside, but you're right. I used to tell the story about Lil Dookie in my Y Station class, man. How he wasn't supposed to be there when they took roll. He said his name was Lil Dookie.
Yep.
Man, he got arrested. He caught a Fed charge, man. He caught a Fed charge like a few years ago, mm-hmm. And he's gone, man. He's gone. Several armed robberies, and the Department of Justice got involved, bro. And Lil Dookie was at the heart of that. So
looked like you made the right choice not to run with him back
yeah.
in school.
They robbed a Walmart in Truman, Arkansas, a Walmart in Holly Springs, Kroger in Memphis, Kroger in Memphis, Kroger in Arlington, Walmart in Mississippi. They did all this. So that's what happened to Lil Dookie, man.
We really got to do a better job of keeping you in the rails. This used to be a Gary Parrish issue. I think we need to sort of bring that back and apply it to you.
Yeah.
Lately, especially.
But yeah, to your point, let's make an effort with 3-on-3.
Because
we're not making
none.
An effort. We're
who's
not making
who's
effort.
The Grant Hill of yeah. our 3-on-3 efforts that's putting these teams together?
Well, it can't be you.
He
just, your first option
he just
Joe
mailed
Johnson.
It in.
I'm sorry.
No, my point is you would do better getting big three folks, getting folks off the streets than the men that USA has selected to do this.
Yeah.
This is poor.
Yeah.
First, it's too, let's just be real, it's too white. If we're gonna get some white boys on here, how come TJ ain't on here? Let's get the best. Let's get the best we have to offer right now. Not Jimmer Fredette and Kenyon Berry.
Well, I feel that way about Caitlin Clark. Why is Caitlin Clark not playing for the 3-on-3 team?
Well, she has. It's the middle of her season.
it's a break. The U.S. women are gone. They're over there.
The only thing she would have done is play on Team USA, not the 3-on-3 team.
I mean,
it's a slight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If you put her on that and not on Team USA,
Haley Van Lith is awful. I'm not sure what.
I guarantee you that team would beat our men.
The U.S. women's three on three
team is better than our men's team.
Man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.